Production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
the world. Every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurs. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. Happiness that no man could end. Oh, my friend, not if I rule the world. Every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine.
I wouldn't mind if Tony Bennett wanted to rule the world, quite frankly. He was quite a singer and quite a wonderful talent. Saw him in concert several years ago. If I ruled the world, every day would be the first day of spring, and it is spring here in the US of A, and good to be in that season once again. We started this hour off with Francis Lai and Carry That Weight. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and here is road trip time. Let's go on a Roadside America trip here to Michigan, starting in Frankenmuth. Yeah, it sounds like an alcoholic beverage, but it isn't. This town is actually on my bucket list of places to see, as it is a Bavarian-themed Christmas town. I love Christmas. And home to Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, where it's Christmas all year long. There is likely nothing like it, standing next to Santa or a Frosty statue on a hot summer day, which I'd love to do. The store is said to sell mostly ornaments, and you can find one for just about every occupation and hobby there. Also, while you're in town, why not experience the bizarre and hopefully friendly Bavarian chicken rivalry? Two rival all-you-can-eat Bavarian fried chicken restaurants, Zender's and the Bavarian Inn, the latter with what is known as a trademarked Frankenmuth-style chicken, owned by here's the thing. The two restaurants are owned by cousins of the same family who must have a hatred for each other. That's why I said it, a friendly competition. Each restaurant can seat over 1,000 people simultaneously. The restaurants are basically identical, but each have their own local Bavarian-style beer, local girls as waitresses in revealing Bavarian Batgirl costumes, bar girl costumes, rather. That would be interesting. And, of course, the all-you-can-eat fried chicken menus that certainly contribute to more than their fair share of famous Midwestern cellulite found throughout the region in copious sagging rear ends, according to one reviewer. Both restaurants have websites where you can admire everything ahead of time. Now, moving on to Flint. The Weather Ball in Flint, Michigan is over 60 years old and serves as a weather predicting landmark topping the Citizens Bank building in downtown Flint. Visible for miles in every direction, it's lighted at night, described in a poem most Flint elementary school kids used to learn. When the weather ball is red, higher temperatures ahead. When the weather ball is blue, lower temperature is due. Yellow light in weather ball means there's no change at all. When colors blink in agitation, there's going to be precipitation. Of course, every city has their building gimmicks, and this is similar to what the tower on top of the Gulf Tower in Pittsburgh used to do with the orange and blue colors of the Gulf Oil Company. Now, I couldn't even tell you what half the LED colors mean on the building's tower now. Finally, in Mackinac City, the giant hot dog at Wienerlicious has everybody asking, how big is it? The giant Wiener sandwich was constructed in 2014. It weighs about 1.5 tons, 63 feet long, and 12.5 feet tall from its base, according to Ron Berman of Berman Studios in Florida, who designed it for the hot dog shop on whose roof it sits. Berman had sculpted a 30-foot grizzly down the street when he was approached by Wienerlicious to build the giant weenie in a bun. Meanwhile, those who have eaten at the restaurant say it's good, too. Well, so much for that. Since 2014, it's been about the hot dog on the roof. Here's Frank Purcell on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, Lex de Azevedo there with Break Up to Make Up. Before that, a group called The Free Design. They were sunshine pop or folk pop in the 1960s and 70s with a song called I Found Love. Baroque pop is what I meant. Johnny Pearson before that with Sing a Song. Frank Chaxfield and Love is All Around from Mary Tyler Moore. And Frank Purcell with a song for Guy. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Illinois, a home there dubbed the Pie House due to its wedge-shaped design, sold for $350,000 shortly after being put on the market. The home in Deerfield, a northern suburb of Chicago, was built in 2003 and initially drew the ire of neighbors who complained about its unusual appearance. It boasts 1,600 square feet of living space despite only being 3 feet wide on its short end. It has since become a point of local pride for neighbors who have grown to appreciate the uniqueness of it. The Pie House includes 2 bedrooms, 1 upstairs and 1 in the basement, as well as 2.5 bathrooms, a paver brick walkway, a storage shed, and a parking pad with room for up to 4 vehicles. The listing included a set of brand new stainless steel kitchen appliances. It has sold several times over the last several years, between 2004 and 2021, the price has gone down each time. So this latest sale was a good thing for it. It was featured on a 2020 episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, actually. Probably made fun of it. Speaking of pie, last week was Pie Day, March 14th, 3.14. A 10-year-old British boy celebrated the run-up to the math-themed holiday Pie Day by breaking a world record for the most decimal places of pie recalled in 1 minute. That's PI, of course. Alberto Davila Aragon said his memorization of the mathematical constant started with a March 2024 contest at his school, where if he was able to name the most places in Pi, he would be able to pie his headmaster in the face. Well, he memorized 150 digits and pied his headmaster in the face, but he kept working on it, and this year he rattled off 280 digits of pi in just 1 minute, and he now has the Guinness World Record. How about that? Well, love will keep us together anyway, so here's Bill Luce on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Carpenters on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. For all we know, we know that that was the Carpenters. Yes. Percy Faith before that, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, and Bill Luce with Love Will Keep Us Together. I'm Eric O'Brien, keeping you company here on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT in Pittsburgh. And here's Ronnie Aldridge. I love a rainy night.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And easy. Eric Cook there with You've Got a Friend, and Paul Fenelet before that with his orchestra and Mrs. Robinson. Henry Mancini, Gonna Fly Now, the Bob Crew generation with Let's Hang On, Tony Mottola and You Send Me, and Ronnie Aldridge, I Love a Rainy Night. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have time for about one more here. Here's Eddie Haywood and a classic little tune known as Soft Summer Breeze. Let's encourage the warm weather on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y9-44.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what...
Hey everybody, this is Peter, and it's time for the New and Newer Music Show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 10. This week, lots of great music. The newest from Sharon Van Etten, Ginger Root, and Indigo D'Souza. But let's start off with the newest from The Voids. This is Prophecy of the Dragon.